I am absolutely appalled. I mean, that's one of our main topics every month in the City Hall about our elderly, mainly, well, one of the things, but to do everything. And we're one of the ones that seems to come out is the police, the PSNI. You rarely see a policeman on the beat in an awful lot of areas. Mr. McDevitt maybe would be able to come in on that. But, I mean, I know Mr. Baggett, our Chief Constable, his numbers are decreasing, the police. But surely that would be one of the priorities, because they all have contributed over the years, working all those years, and surely at the end of their days, they can go into their homes and feel safe.
Well, do you feel safe? Do you feel that the police are protecting you?
I live in an apartment block, Stephen, and there's an intercom system, and nobody really would get in. And anyway, I'm quite alert at the moment, even though I'm a geriatric. I wouldn't let anybody in. But there are older people out there who have nobody, they never see anybody all day. And I think if somebody rings the bell, they kind of rush to the door to speak to somebody. You know, they're on their own, very lonely, very cut off, have no family.
And do you think elderly people feel that the police are protecting them and that the police will catch the people who try to assault and rob them?
No, I don't think they don't have a great success in that field at all. You know, the police, I mean, you know, they're way ahead of the police, they're way ahead of the people, the attack. You know, I don't know, Stephen, what the only way I could say would be neighbours. Neighbours should play a more vital role in going to the elderly, the see. In the past, I lived in a big Victorian house, and if I didn't see the milk lifted or the papers or something, I would ask somebody, are they all right?
Well,
I would still do that.
Let,